We found ourselves 2-0 down against the run of play, really. I thought we had the best chances in the game and were well on top, and suddenly you're 2-0 down thinking, where's that come from? But the players reacted really well, and again, it was a really good second half performance that got us back in the game.
I was going to say, you must have been stood there after Simon France hit the post, Bart Bielkowski's pulled off a couple of world-class saves, and bang, bang, all of a sudden, you've got a mountain to climb.
Yeah, conceded two poor goals. You know, you look at them and you think, you know, we could have done better with them from a defensive perspective. But as you say, some of our play early on, they tested their keeper, we've hit the post. You know, you think we're well in the game. But then the players have shown great character, because it's easy, you know, they're a good side, they've done really well this year. It's easy to give up the ghost and think you're going to be on, well, it's not your day, but the players responded. I thought we had a really good spell, 20 minutes at the start of the second half, and fully deserved to get back level.
I suppose you have to take some credit, because you went noticeably two strikers up at half time. That was obviously an effort to be more positive.
Well, I think it was just probably highlighted by our second goal we conceded. We have a habit of being a little bit negative with our passing and trying to pass backwards instead of forwards, and that's something we're just going to take time and a little bit of work just to get the players to know what we want them to do. And it, certainly having two up front helps that. But in saying that, our shape was good first half. We caused them problems. Donal got better as the game went on. And I don't think our shape was the issue, but certainly when you're chasing the game, you need to get two strikers on the pitch.
And you know, obviously, the way their home form has been going. Then once you got back to 2-2, you think the crowd will probably get on their back, and that was your chance to go on and try and win it.
Yeah, we wanted to win the game, and hence why we put Fletch on. With 10 minutes to go, we thought we could have a real go at them, and then of course as soon as you put them on, we concede. So, but there you go, that's the football gods. But then he plays his part in Tubbsy's equaliser, which was that's what he's done all his career, Fletch. Little nod downs, and his partner will benefit from them, but he plays such a big part, and it was a great finish from Tubbsy.
Just before that, there was a penalty that A, looked like it might be outside the box, and B, looked like there wasn't a lot of contact. What was your view on that?
When I saw Maka flying in, I thought we could be in trouble, but I'd need to see it again. I was obviously hoping from my perspective that it was outside the box, but I couldn't see from where I was.
Of course, when that goes in with 8 minutes to go, you think that's all the hard work undone, possibly.
Yeah, you do. You think we've come back, showed great character. The players have been magnificent in their response to the disappointments of the first half. And yeah, as you say, you think all that hard work for nothing. But that's what I say, with the big man on the pitch, yeah, full credit to him. I haven't seen him play for a long time, and this is in a game situation. Seen him in training, and he's still just as bad trainer as he always was. So you do fear that, you know, when he comes on, is he going to still be able to make an impact? But he did that today.
Looking at your bench today, I mean, you've got a wealth of options. It's trying to find the best blend for every situation, I guess.
Yeah, very much so. We do have good options from the bench. I haven't always had that luxury as a manager. So to have those luxuries on the bench is great. And yeah, people coming back to fitness, hopefully not too far away, will make a big difference.
Obviously, it is a tough week on the road in terms of the travelling as well. Carlisle have won well this evening. So a quick word about the challenge you'll face up there as well.
Yeah, difficult game. We knew these two were going to be tough games. This is the league we're in, it's not easy. But if we can pick up another result, we can come back to Dean Court and hopefully carry on our good run. It's 3 unbeaten, I think that's how we have to look at it. So we're making strides.
I know you only spoke to us yesterday about Wes Thomas. How's that situation likely to move on over the next few days?
I think his last game is Monday. I'll say his last game. We, you know, and we'll take it from there.
A couple of people have asked us about a couple of other squad members, like Lorenzo Davids, who's not here this evening, for Frank Demouge, Lewis Grabban, people like that. Can you update us on them?
Yeah, Grabs took a knock to the foot, so we didn't want to risk him. Lorenzo and Frank are both recovering from injuries. They are physically fit, but we need to get their fitness levels better. So we're giving them a period of time where we get them fully up to speed.
Just a final one from me. Steve Cook obviously was pressed into a role at left back tonight, which is not his natural side. And against someone of Campbell Rice's talent, I think I just heard him say he's the most tired he's ever been after a game.
Yeah, I thought Cookie stuck to his task well. It's difficult. He is a centre half. He's not a full back, but he does a job for us. I wouldn't say it's his best position, but that's probably the one area of the squad where we're lacking in cover, really, both full-back positions. We've got centre-halves who can play there, but it's not really their position, so that may be something down the line we need to look at.